Dodgers win in Denver on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. Hi, everybody, welcome to postgame Dodger Talk here on AM 570 LA Sports. Dodgers finish up this seven-game NL West road trip with a 10-5 win over the Colorado Rockies this afternoon. The Dodgers, with 10 runs on 14 hits, did not hit a home run in the 10-run effort. The Dodgers manufacturing and scoring even a safety squeeze bunt to bring in a run. A couple of doubles from Matt Beattie. Jock Peterson, 3-for-5 with three ribbies. He was on base four times. The Dodgers, though, busted it open after taking a 3-0 lead, only to see themselves fall behind 4-3. They bounced back in the top of the sixth, sending 11 batters to the plate. They batted it around. They scored 6 runs in the top half of the sixth inning, manufacturing all those runs. Justin Turner was hit by a pitch with the bases loaded. Jock Peterson, a 2-run single. Matt Beattie, an RBI double. Cody Bellinger, a fielder's choice, scoring a run. And then Max Muncy, an RBI single to give the Dodgers a 9-4 lead with that 6-run six. They tack on a run in the eighth on a Cody Bellinger RBI single. The Dodgers go on and beat the Rockies by a final of 10-5. Our phone number here on Dodger Talk, 866-987-2570. 866-987-2570. The Dodgers get the win, so they go into Denver with a 12-game lead over the Rockies. They leave Denver with a 12-game lead over the Colorado Rockies as they split the 4 games at Coors Field. The Dodgers now 57-29, and they've got 6 more games before the All-Star break. And we're going to get into how this Dodger team desperately needs to get to this All-Star break and get some rest in a minute. But the Dodgers will have an off day tomorrow, what they call a golden day off in baseball, being at home and no game. And then they'll start a 2-game series against the Arizona Diamondbacks on Tuesday and Wednesday night. And then on Thursday, the San Diego Padres will come to town for a 4-game series to finish off the first half of the season. So the Dodgers win today 10-5. The other big news involving the Dodgers is what happened during the game. Major League Baseball announced the rosters, the rest of the rosters for the National League and the American League. Now, we knew the starters for both the American League and the National League because you, the fans, voted them in at Dodgers.com and MLB.com. Those were announced on Thursday. Today, during the game today, the National League and American League rosters were announced. The reserves and the pitchers selected by the players and coaches and the commissioner's office. He's got an exempt to allow certain players to get in as well. And remember, every team needs to be represented at the Midsummer Classic. Well, for the National League, Yasmani Grandal, JT Realmuto, Josh Bell, Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil of the Mets, Mike Moustakas, Paul DeJong of the Cardinals, Trevor Story of the Colorado Rockies, Anthony Rendon, Chris Bryant, David Dahl, and Charlie Blackmon of the Colorado Rockies all were named reserves for the National League. A huge snub to Max Muncy. How is it that Max Muncy, who's fourth in the National League in WAR, 281 batting average, came in today with 20 home runs, 57 RBI, a 933 OPS, and the guy can play not one, not two, but 3 different positions and has done so all season long. He's not just a first baseman. He's not just a second baseman. He can play third. Max Muncy is versatile. Max Muncy is a 2019 Dodger, can do it all, and is produced offensively, yet he gets snubbed by the players and coaches and the commissioner's office, not named a reserve for the National League. I mean, absolute joke that the Mets get 2 different position players in on the National League roster. I mean, the Colorado Rockies get 3 reserves named today to the National League All-Star team. Blackmon, deservedly so. David Dahl, you can make a case. Trevor Story, he's hurt, but coming back. They get 3 reserves named. Dodgers get 0 position players named as reserves. A travesty that the fact that Max Muncy is not named to this National League roster. Is there still a shot? Yes, absolutely. He could be named as a replacement based on the fact that guys are hurt, banged up, can't make it, don't want to play, too banged up to play. Whatever the case may be, they can't go. It happens all the time. It happens in the football, the Pro Bowl, every single year. More guys, in that case, turn it down and don't want to go. And so guys get named Pro Bowlers. It's a little different in baseball. If you're healthy, you go. If you're banged up, you don't go. So we could see some replacements named for the National League and American League rosters for the All-Star game. If that's the case, Max Muncy, folks, has to get in. Has to get in as a National League All-Star. And the fact that he wasn't named a reserve from the get-go is a shame. Is an absolute shame. With that being said, congratulations to the 3 Dodger pitchers, all starters, who get named to the National League All-Star roster. Walker Buehler, top three in whip, 8-1 record, fantastic month of May and June, 3.43 ERA, 104 strikeouts. He gets named to his first All-Star team. Clayton Kershaw reinvented himself here in 2019 at 7-2 with a 3.23 ERA, top six in whip in the National League. He gets named by the commissioner's office as one of the pitchers for the National League. His eighth All-Star appearance, his first since 2017. And congratulations to the best pitcher in baseball here in 2019, Hyunjin Ryu. 9-2, best ERA in baseball at 1.83, 94 strikeouts, only 7 walks, best strikeout-to-walk ratio in the National League, and number one whip in the National League. And Dave Roberts, in case you missed it, we had it on the postgame show, on the Dodgers Clubhouse show, he said he expects Hyunjin Ryu to be the starter on Tuesday, July 9th in Cleveland when the Dodgers send out Hyunjin Ryu to represent the National League as the starting pitcher against the American League. That is a big honor, and congratulations. Well-deserved for Hyunjin Ryu. Congratulations to Clayton Kershaw and Walker Buehler as well. The Dodgers now sending 4 players to the All-Star game. Cody Bellinger, starter in center field for the National League, voted by you, the fans. And today, named to the roster, Walker Buehler, Clayton Kershaw, and Hyunjin Ryu. Some congratulations to them. And, oh, yeah, Dave Roberts is managing the National League team as well. Will there be others? I hope so. I hope others get in when they are when replacements are named in the next couple of days. 866-987-2570. What did you think of the All-Star snubs? What did you think of the All-Star selections in the Major League Baseball All-Star selection today for the National League and the American Leagues? 866-987-2570. Let's go back out to Coors Field in Denver. Freshly named to the All-Star team, Walker Buehler at 8-1 on the season, standing by with Alana Rizzo.
Congratulations, Walker, on making the National League All-Star team. What does it mean for you to have that honor?
Yeah, obviously kind of something you hope might one day happen, but we never really, you know, truly think well until it does. So obviously exciting day for me and my family.
And I would imagine, too, that very proud of your teammates, Kershaw, who's a perennial All-Star almost, and Hyunjin Ryu getting it for the first time.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Ryu has been unbelievable, and, you know, I don't think you can ever say Kersh doesn't deserve it. So, you know, it should be a good time, all four of us going.
What do you think allowed you to be named? What are you most pleased with as far as your performance this first half?
You know, I think the biggest thing for me is just trying to, you know, kind of getting off to a bad start and figuring things, you know, simplifying the game, I think, for me. And I think the kind of run in the past couple of months I've had, with the exception of here, has been, you know, limiting walks and striking guys out. So, you know, it's been a good run, and obviously I'm very honored.
All right, congratulations to you. Walker Buehler there making his first All-Star game, named today to the National League team, along with Clayton Kershaw and Hyunjin Ryu, who Dave Roberts just a couple of minutes ago in the Dodgers clubhouse after the Dodgers 10-5 win over the Rockies said he expects Ryu to start the game for the National League. 866-987-2570, 866-987-2570. We go to Brian in West Hollywood, is first up here on this Sunday on Dodger Talk. How you doing, Brian?
Yes.
Go ahead, Brian.
Yes, good to be on your program. How are you?
I appreciate you calling into the program.
Great. You do a good job. Oh, we never called upon.
Thank you.
I want to ask you or just mention, you know, in my judgment, because of the Dodgers' phenomenal success this year at this point, I foresee them winning the division, and whether they win it by anywhere from 5 games to 15 mm-hmm. is almost unimportant and irrelevant, because once you win the division, that's what counts.
Mm-hmm.
No credit's given further.
Sure.
So therefore, if they lose here and there, now and then, over a series of opponents, mm-hmm. it's going to have a minor impact on them compared
right.
to other teams that are really vying for a spot in the playoffs.
Right. As long as they keep winning series, which they've done for the most part, they dropped 2 of 3 to the Arizona Diamondbacks. I think it was the first series
right.
in over a month that they had lost. They'll be okay, Brian. What did you think of the snub of Max Muncy not making the All-Star game?
Well, he was competing against some very good players, and
sure.
that was mentioned by some of the Dodger broadcasters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not surprised. He has many chances again. So you look forward to the next year and put forth your best talent.
Well, hopefully he gets in as a replacement, Brian. I appreciate the phone call. 866-987-2570. 866-987-2570. Jerry Harrison Jr. from Sportsnet LA joins us in a couple of minutes here on Dodger Talk. 866-987-2570. We keep things going, though, with Ernesto in La Puente. Ernesto, how you doing?
Yeah, I agree with you about Max Muncy. I think that's a total snub, probably one of the biggest off that roster. I was actually really excited to see when they announced.
Yeah.
But do you know how that works, though, exactly for us listeners that don't really understand mm-hmm. how teams or how players pick their teams? Because I thought for sure Dave Roberts would at least say, oh, Max Muncy should be on this team. But I know there's a group of people that pick those players.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
How exactly does that process work? Because I'm sure Dave Roberts said something and I think a group of people collectively shut that down.
Right. I appreciate it, Ernesto. After the fan vote on MLB.com, which was announced on Thursday, they have that new round of three. They get down to the primaries. And then we announced the starters in the American League and National League. And that happened on Thursday. And Cody Bellinger was named one of the three outfield starters for the National League. Then after that, we waited till today at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern, when Major League Baseball announced the reserves and the pitchers for both the American League and National League. And the players and coaches in both leagues vote on that, who they think their peers should be going to the All-Star game based on the first half of the season. And the commissioner's office also gets exemptions to make picks as well. Now, every team has to be represented. And if the players and coaches don't vote in, let's say, a Miami Marlin player or a, I don't know, I'm just throwing a team out there, Seattle Mariner player, then Major League Baseball with an exemption steps in and nominates or brings in a player from those teams. Now, Dave Roberts, I think, and we'll have to check with Jerry on this when he joins us, when the replacements happen, I think that's when the manager then gets a say as well, more so than he already does as the manager. And in the case of naming the reserves and the pitchers, which were named today, those are a collective vote by Major League Baseball's players and coaches, as I mentioned. And those were tallied up, and Major League Baseball doesn't like to make those public. But I will tell you, Walker Buehler and Hyunjin Ryu were two players that were voted in by the players and coaches. Clayton Kershaw was an exemption from the commissioner's office. So you get the top players in there. The commissioner's office has a say. The players and coaches have a say. The fans have a say. So everybody gets a piece. It's sort of like the government. You know, you get the three branches of the government. In this case, you get the players and coaches as one branch, the fans as one branch, and the commissioner's office, Major League Baseball, as the other branch. 866-987-2570. Dodgers beat the Rockies today. 10-5 is your final as they get the split in Denver. Dylan Floro gets the win in relief as the Dodgers score 6 runs in the 6th inning, sending 11 batters to the plate as they're now 57-29. Jerry Harrison Jr. from Sportsnet LA joins us here on Dodger Talk on this beautiful Sunday afternoon. And Jerry, first off, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, DeAndre Jordan, they're all going to the Brooklyn Nets.
Wow, I mean, that's definitely big. We obviously know for some time that Kyrie and KD always wanted to play together since Team USA days, and they're really good friends. So once KD is healthy, which is a possibility toward the end of next season, but more likely the following season, they're going to be a great duo. And then Jordan, let's not forget about him. This guy is a great rim protector, grabs rebounds, so a pretty good team so far.
Yeah, I don't know who it was on Twitter, but somebody a few weeks ago, I don't know who it was, tweeted out that Kawhi Leonard will be a Laker. I'm trying to figure out who.
Everybody laughed at me.
I'm trying to remember who
everybody
it was.
Everybody laughed at. Well, I'll tell you, Tim, it was me.
Okay.
Everybody laughed at me, and they said it's impossible. They don't have the cap space. They just traded for Anthony Davis. They had to get creative, and then Kawhi would never come, you know, team up with LeBron and AD. That's not that type of guy. But you got to remember, he'll be at home, number one. If he decides to join the Lakers, he hasn't officially done it yet. Let's be real. Still, you know, looking at his options, the Clippers are definitely in play. If the Clippers go after Jimmy Butler and team him up with Kawhi, that would be a great duo. But, you know, if you're Kawhi, you know, if you come to the Lakers, you know, obviously what we saw with LeBron last year, you know, he's more of an offensive player now, not so much of a defensive player. You know, he's up getting up there in age. He's 34th, going to be 35. You have a young AD. You know, you instantly become the best player on the team if you're Kawhi Leonard. You're the reigning finals MVP. And LeBron just made a statement just yesterday that he would take a back seat, more of a lesser role, if he were to come here. You know, LeBron is very smart. You know, he understands where he's at this point of his career. Like Shaq was very smart.
Sure.
When he had to go to the Miami Heat and Dwayne Wade was the star player, and he got another ring out of it. So, I mean, you got to understand where you're at in your career. And everybody, if you watch the NBA, saw what Kawhi Leonard did last year, both offensively and defensively. Package that with AD, who can play the game offensive and defensively. You know, I think LeBron becomes more of that Magic Johnson type of player as far as I'm going to facilitate the offense and make sure those two guys get off if he comes to the Lakers.
If he comes to the Lakers. Kawhi Leonard, by the way, and Jimmy Butler, the only two guys who haven't really fit, the two big names who haven't made it known where they're going to sign when free agency officially starts. It started today with the wooing. They can't sign until July 6th, but again, the big news NBA-wise, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and DeAndre Jordan announcing they will all sign with the Brooklyn Nets. The Knicks actually are going to land somebody, Jerry. Julius Randle, a three-year, $63 million deal. It's amazing to see the money thrown around. As a baseball player, Jerry, do you see these numbers 3, 4, 5 years, $150, $180, $90 million? These guys get paid ridiculous amounts of money.
Well, I mean, you got to remember, for years they weren't getting paid this much. So now it's starting to catch up, where these NBA players that are really good players are finally getting paid their value. I'm all for athletes getting paid as much as they possibly can pay, because let me tell you something, owners are very intelligent. If they're paying an athlete $100 to $200 million, guess what they're making? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
They're making billions on the other end. So it's good to see the athletes really making the money, because the fans come to see the players. You know, so it's good to see them making it. Baseball for many years have you have the Mike Trout contract.
Sure.
You have, you know, Bryce Harper. The stars are going to get paid. So I think it's good to see.
You mentioned it, and it's a great jumping off port from the NBA back to baseball and the Dodgers. The stars get paid. Mike Trout gets paid. Manny Machado gets paid. Bryce Harper gets paid. Harper and Machado, Jerry, not named All-Stars today for the National League. Is this good or bad for baseball to have the two highest paid players in baseball not good enough to go to the All-Star game?
Well, they're just into their contracts, so it's only been a couple months. I don't think it's ever a good thing when your high-priced guys that are relatively still young aren't going to be going to the All-Star game. But on the flip side, it just goes to show how many good players are in Major League Baseball.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good, good young players.
Yeah.
You know, Cody Bellinger's 23 years of age. Lindor is still a young guy. He's an All-Star in Cleveland. You have so many guys that are really coming of age. So I think the sport of baseball is definitely has its best years ahead of it, because you have so many young and up-and-coming stars.
The Dodgers today get three more players voted in or named to the National League All-Star team. Walker Buehler, Clayton Kershaw is going to his eighth All-Star game, and Hyunjin Ryu at 9-2 on the season with the number one ERA in baseball at 1.83. He gets named to the All-Star team, and Dave Roberts after the game saying that he expects Ryu to get the start. A big snub, though, Jerry, in my opinion, Max Muncy doesn't get named as a reserve yet. You get four different Rockies players. Make that three different Rockies players who get in as reserves. Pete Alonso deserves it for the Mets. Jeff McNeil gets in for the Mets. I know guys are having great seasons, but to not have Max Muncy, who plays three different positions, maybe that's what hurt him, is the fact that he's not an everyday player at one position.
No, that definitely hurts him. And it's always great to have guys that are versatile, but in the end, that can hurt you when it comes to being like an all-star or having a chance to win the Gold Glove. You know, having Max Muncy play third, second, and first doesn't help him. You know, and I thought he was definitely deserving. Another guy, Alex Verdugo, I think deserves to be an all-star. And I never want to criticize who makes the all-star team, because if you make an all-star team in the big leagues, you deserve to make it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So there's always 5, 7, 10 guys that are worthy of being the all-star or being an all-star that season, and they just get left off the team, and it's unfortunate. But it's kind of surprising when the best team in baseball doesn't have – the guys that are deserving should be at the All-Star game, because Max Muncy, there's a reason why they won a lot of games. Max Muncy's a big part of it, and obviously Alex Verdugo as well.
Now, after this, reserves were announced today, and those were voted upon by the players and coaches in Major League Baseball. The commissioner's office has exemptions. That's how Clayton Kershaw got in. The commissioner's office put him in the All-Star game today. Walker Buehler and Hyunjin Ryu were voted upon amongst the players and coaches. Replacements, if Max Muncy were to get in, do you know how it works? Is this now up to the manager of the respective All-Star teams to pick the replacements if guys are hurt, so then Dave Roberts can say, hey, I want Muncy in?
Well, that's a good question, because they changed it this year.
Yeah, okay.
You know, so right now, it's final. Unless, let's say, a pitcher can't get in because he pitched on Saturday, so he's not going to be able to throw on on Tuesday when the All-Star game is. So when he is unable to pitch, can you sub in a position player for him?
Right.
That's yet to be determined. I don't know how it's worked this year. In the past, it's usually the manager and the coaching staff
right.
would get the option to get another position player or two or another pitcher. So
yeah.
I think it's the same, and I don't know if the commissioner has a say in it as well, but you know, I'm hoping if you know a couple of the pitchers pitch on Sunday and they're unable to to go or perform, maybe that's how Max Muncy gets in. I'm hoping that's the case.
Yeah, and that was the old Bruce Bochy style. You know, he used to bring in guys as replacement All-Stars when a certain pitcher pitched on a Sunday or the Saturday before that Tuesday All-Star game. You see a couple Giants players get in and make the National League All-Star team. 866-987-2570 is our number. Tim Cates, Jerry Harrison Jr., and you here on AM570 LA Sports. As the Dodgers double up the Rockies 10-5, it was certainly a Coors Field game, Jerry, as it was a 3-0 Dodgers lead. Just like that, you snap your fingers and Zach Roscup and Dylan Floro, they give up a 3-run home run and it's 4-3, and then the Dodgers a half inning later send 11 guys to the plate. They score 6 runs in that 6th inning. I'm so glad the Dodgers are getting out of Coors Field. I don't know how you play baseball there 81 times a year.
Yeah, well, it's not easy. You know, it's definitely not easy, especially if you're a pitcher. You know, it has to be a nightmare to be a starter on that staff or even a relief pitcher on that staff, because you realize that your numbers are going to be inflated. It's just not fun if you're a pitcher. But if you're a hitter, it is fun. And I'll tell you one thing. If you're a position player, especially being an outfielder, that's no picnic. You know, if you're running center field 3-4 times in a series, and if you're there as a Rocky, they're a homestand for a week to 10 days, it can definitely have an effect on your legs. So definitely not an easy place to play.
Today, Kenta Maeda goes 4 1/3 innings. Pitched well, the 2 runs, 3 hits in that 5th inning. He gets pulled for Zach Ruskoff because Charlie Blackman and David Dahl, two left-handers, were coming up. Dave Roberts sort of mentioned, you know, he liked the matchup, the fact that Blackman hit an infield single just past the pitcher for an RBI single is kind of a fluke. And he said that David Dahl home run was a Coors Field home run, that 3-run shot. Any looking back on it now, the Dodgers double up the Rockies 10-5. But any problems with them with Dave going to Zach Ruskoff there in the 5th?
Well, you know what? It's amazing. I'm not gonna lie. At the time, you know, the one thing I don't have privy to everything that's going on in the dugout. I know sometimes third time arounds, they are uncomfortable with certain starters facing the lineup the third time around. I will say this: at Coors Field, I would love to see the pitchers go deeper, the starters anyway, go deeper as long as possible, because you know, in a game, anytime can get out of hand. So you don't want to burn your bullpen when it's in the 4th or 5th or 6th inning. But Dave Roberts went with his gut. It just didn't work out this time. Thankfully, the offense was able to pick the pitching staff up. But you're going to have decisions where you feel it's going to, you know, turn out for the best, and it's just not going to happen. So Dave Roberts has done an outstanding job managing this ball club. It just didn't work out that time. And you just move on. Thankfully, the Dodgers are able to find a way to win the game.
How demoralizing or deflating is it for the Colorado Rockies, Jerry, to come into a series, a four-game series, where you can make up some ground or really fall behind in this NL West? And you're 12 games out going in. You win 2 in a row. You have a chance to win 3 of 4 and close that gap down to 10. And next thing you know, you're back to 12 as the series is over. You didn't gain any ground.
I know. Isn't that crazy? But you can't think – I've been on the other side now. I've been on where the Rockies are. So you really can't think of gaining ground on the Dodgers. What you can think of is, you know what, let's play our best baseball and figure out a way to at least stay relatively close, and hopefully we get the number one wild card spot. And if somehow the team that's ahead of us falters some kind of way, I don't think it's going to happen with the Dodgers, then we'll be in great position to maybe seize that at that time. But right now, the Rockies aren't thinking about catching the Dodgers. They're thinking about the wild card.
Dodgers have 6 more games before the All-Star break. Day off tomorrow, a golden day off. How awesome are those, Jerry, in the middle of a baseball season, especially before the All-Star break, to have an off day at home?
It's great. It's good to be back in your own bed, relax, you know, and get ready for not just the All-Star break, but really get yourself prepared for this week, because you got to finish the week strong and then get ready for the All-Star break.
All right, let's go to Mitch, our final call here on Dodger Talk before we wrap things up. Mitch, how you doing?
Good, guys. How we doing? Thanks
for the call. Fantastic.
Great series. Glad we split. Muncy, I guess he just plays too many positions. He's got to just, you know, zero down on one position. I guess my vote didn't matter. But maybe we'll still have outside shot of having 3 20-game winners and winning his division by 20 games.
All right, bitch. Appreciate the phone call. We'll see about that. Real quick, for Independence Day weekend, we honor America by giving you tickets to America's Pastime, Dodger Baseball, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, right here on AM570 LA Sports. Be listening as we're giving away 76 winners the chance to see the Dodgers take on the Padres on July 6th. You get it? 7-6. And we're hooking you up with gas as well. On top of that, honor Cody Bellinger's incredible first half of Cody Bellinger's replica jersey night at the ballpark that night on 7-6, presented by 76. Only one station get you pumped for the Dodgers baseball, and that, of course, is AM570. LA Sports, your home for the Dodgers. All right, real quick, Jerry, what do you think? Kawhi Leonard, where does he go?
I'm gonna. I heard from a reliable source 2 weeks ago. Really reliable. He'll be a Laker. I'm gonna stick with that.
You're sticking with your guns. He tweeted it out 2 weeks ago, folks. Jerry called it first. He called the shot. He says Kawhi to the Lakers. We'll find out as free agency is underway in the NBA. Jerry, we'll talk to you in a couple days.
Sounds good.
All right, there he goes. Jerry Harrison Jr. from Sportsnet LA. Thanks to David Magdaleno. Thanks to all you Dodger fans for being a part of the show today. Big win for the Dodgers. They double up the Rockies in Colorado. 10-5 is your final. Fox Sports Radio is coming up next with all your NBA free agency coverage. Where's Kawhi going?